God. I love you. Acts 14, we thank God for you that are tuning in to Facebook Live. Go ahead on and tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell the Zachary family is on. Amen. Thank God we also are live on Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. We, on last Wednesday, amen, I just saw the numbers from last Wednesday. We had almost 300 views just from last Wednesday. I think it was right at 278. So we're grateful. Amen. We're grateful that people are tuning in and, amen, being fed the word. Amen. Everything is going down but the word of God. So we just thank God that y'all could be doing a lot of other things. Amen. But we appreciate it. Appreciate you tuning in. Acts the 27th chapter, verse 14, and then we're going to skip over to verse 21 through 24. Amen. Acts 27, verse 14, and then verses 21 through 24. Amen. Amen. You can read it with me if you got it. Acts 27:14 and then 21 through 24. Acts 27:14 says, "But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon." Man, let's read that again, verse 14. "But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon." And then 21 through 24. "But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship." Verse 23, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee." Amen, amen. Tonight we want to talk from the subject, survive the storm. Survive the storm. Amen. We see you. Amen. My godmother's out there. Mother Damon. Amen. God bless you. Sister Kenya. Different ones. Amen. Amen. Y'all go ahead on and tell somebody else. Just send her whatever. However y'all share it. Share it. Let them know we on for a few more minutes. Y'all know we try to be through by 8 o'clock. Amen. But tonight we want to deal with the subject, survive or surviving the storms. Survive the storms. Yes. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come now to preach and teach your word, we ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. That the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Survive the storm. Look at the neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
I must survive my storm.
My storm.
Find somebody else and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
I don't know about you, but
I'm going to survive my storm.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for those of you that can. Amen. Amen. We thank God for my wife and four of my children. They are here and live in studio. Amen. We're grateful to have them here. And once again, thank God for all of you that are out there listening in. Amen. I also want to give a quick shout out to a couple of our elders at our local church. Amen. A couple of our elders and deacons, namely Elder Oliver and Elder Guyton and Deacon Stanton and Deacon-elect Oglesby. I just got word from them. They're out on the field, out on the mission field, well, the evangelistic field, if you will, amen, ministering and witnessing to these here in our community here in Lawrenceville. So I just want to send a quick shout out. I don't know if they're if they're able to listen in. But, amen, there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of work to be done, and we're just grateful for, amen, those at Praise Tabernacle that are heeding the call, amen. Heeding the call is easy to stay at home, amen, where it's comfortable, but God has commissioned us. He's commanded and commissioned us to go ye therefore. Somebody needs to hear the gospel. Somebody needs to hear the good news, amen. And the reason why we're here tonight is because somebody needs to hear some good news, amen. We must understand that life will not always deal with us fairly. It will not always deal us a fair hand. It's not going to deal with us fairly. Neither will it always give us a fair hand. We are sure to have some dark days, amen. And if you keep on living, one thing's for sure, you're going to have some dark days. And sometimes it may even seem that if it wasn't for bad news, we would have no news at all. Amen. If you keep living long enough, sometimes it's just going to seem that way, that if it wasn't for bad news, you would get no news at all. Amen. But the good part about it is, amen, that trouble comes. Sometimes trouble goes, sometimes trouble stays. But the good part about what we can stand on is that trouble don't last always. Amen. It may come, it may go. Amen. It may hang around for a while, but we can rest assured that trouble won't last always. Amen. We are told that a man born of a woman, amen, any man born of a woman is of a few days. And those few days are full of trouble. Amen. I've been on this earth now 43 years, but it only seemed like a few days. And throughout my 43 years, amen, it's been hard sometimes. We've had sickness. We've had illness. We've had stresses. We've had strains. We've had some things that did not favor us. Amen. But the good part about it is I can look back over my own life and see everything that God has brought me to, he's brought me through. And I want to tell you, the same God that brought me through mine, amen, he's able, he's willing to bring you through yours, amen. It don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter how hard it is. It don't matter how big the storm is. Amen. The storms in life are raging and sea billows rolling. Amen. But we can stand assured and know that God is going to see us through. God will bring us out. Amen. I wish I had a neighbor. You just look at somebody that got to tell them, say, neighbor, God's going to bring you out. Amen. I dare you to tell him, say, he's going to do just what he said. Amen. Have you ever had so much thrown at you that you didn't know which way to turn? Sometimes, I tell you what, you can go to sleep at night and everything could seem to be going good, but by the time your alarm clock, amen, sounds in the morning, it could seem like all hell has broken loose. I mean, hell in your family, law hell on your job. I tell you what, those are the Burger King, they raising hell. Law hell is here. Amen. It's like everywhere you go, it seems like people are just struggling. People are sick, folk are dying. Amen. Just seems like all kind of stuff is going on now as never before. Amen. The things have been going on, but it just seems like it is more urgent now. Things are happening at a quicker pace now. Lord, you can hear from somebody in the morning, and by that afternoon, they gone. Amen. So we got to make sure that we're living right. Look at somebody and say, you better make sure you're living right. Amen. Because if we live right, heaven belongs to us. If we love right, heaven belongs to us. Amen. The Bible declares none but the righteous. Amen. Shall see God. God live holy. Amen. God live right. If you want to see Jesus for yourself, the song says, get right, church, and let's go home. Amen. And whoever wrote that, there's a verse there that says, I'm going home on the morning train because the evening train might be too late. Amen. Tell Lottie, Donnie, and everybody. Amen. You better get yourself in line. You better get yourself in order. Amen. Because one of these days, we got to stand before God. And I don't know about y'all or what you want to hear, but I want to hear him say, well done. Look at somebody shout, well done, well done. say well done. I want to hear the Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant. You survived the storm. You was faithful. Come on, Lord, over a few things. Now I'm going to make the ruler over me to survive the storm. Look at somebody and say, I'm a survivor. Lord, I'm trying not to preach too quick here. Amen. Amen. But we can look back and see how much we have endured. Amen. We can sit, we can look back and see how much we've endured, how much things that we've made it through, how many mountains we've climbed, how many hills and valleys we've traveled through, and we can truly say, I am a survivor. Amen. We are survivors. Amen. Here, let me get ready before I close. Here, we find Apostle Paul. Amen. He's a prisoner, a Roman prisoner, heading towards Rome. As he's on this journey towards Rome, he has to stand before Caesar. Amen. Because of him being arrested, I believe it was at Jerusalem. Amen. His own folk, amen. His own folk didn't like him because of the name of Christ. Because y'all know the story. Paul was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. Amen. He knew the law, and he persecuted the Christians. He persecuted the believers. He persecuted those that went by the name of Jesus Christ, those that claimed Christ. In the beginning, Paul persecuted them. But on his way to Damascus, amen, I just want to know if there's anybody out there that has had a Damascus experience on your way to do something else and run up to Jesus. Ain't that good news? Amen. That's good news. On your way to stir up some trouble. On your way to raise hell. On your way to lie. On your way to, amen, fornicate. Amen. On your way to do something bad, you run into Jesus. Amen. Paul, amen, on his way to mess stuff up, to mess, amen, mess folk like up, like up, killing folk, amen. He was participating, even I believe it was at the death of Stephen, I think it was, amen. He was holding the garment. So he knew the way, amen, and he knew what had been said about Jesus, amen. But he didn't believe it at the time. But on his way down Damascus Road, amen, Jesus introduces himself. And when Jesus introduces himself to Paul, amen, he makes Paul know his heart for being the kick against the pricks. Amen. And Paul has to say, wait a minute now, who art thou, Lord? Amen. Which we all need to rise to the point, to the conclusion where we can ask the question, say, who are you? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We got to get to the point where we can recognize who Jesus is. We got to get to the point where we understand that can't nobody. Lord, let me preach for the night. Do us like the Lord can. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Amen. I know you tried that woman. I know you tried that man. You may have even tried that drugs. But the truth of the matter is you can try your alcohol. Amen. You can scratch off the tickets all you want. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. So, Lord, let me slow down a little bit here. Paul, amen, a prisoner. A prisoner on his way to be tried. And let's see here. Let's see what happens. Let's look back at verse 14. Amen. Let's look at verse 14. The previous scriptures just pretty much gives how they lunched out and what was taking place. Paul, in the previous scriptures, warns them that it's probably not best for us to go anywhere. It's probably best for us not to leave and deport or to get in the ship and try to sail. But they didn't want to listen like some of us. Amen. God put somebody in your life to, amen, help coach you, help mentor you, amen, help show you the ways of God. But sometimes, amen, because you grown or because somebody else might be a little older or look like they may know the way or because they are used to doing a certain thing, amen, we won't listen to what the word of the Lord is. Lord, I wish I had the right church into the night. Amen. No, we'll rather listen, amen, to somebody else. We'd rather listen to what the word is on the street, or because this person knows this, amen.
amen, because this is their field, amen. And that's what the centurion, that's what he did. Yes, Julius was his name, Julius the centurion, amen. He was the chief, the captain over that army or those soldiers that were that had Paul, and it was over 200 between the crew and all the prisoners and passengers. It was over 270 of them. But this centurion, Julius, amen, instead of him listening to the advice, that he liked Paul. He liked Paul, but instead of him listening to what Paul said, he wanted to listen to what the captain of the ship said. Amen. And we got to be careful, just because somebody is supposed to be an expert in a certain field, we got to, especially as believers, we got to have somebody that can tell us what God says. Lord help people back. Because God, the power, God knows all. Say, nothing catches God by surprise. God knows all. You can be an expert in your field. Amen. You can know your stuff, but God knows everything. Lord help me tonight. God can see the beginning from the end, amen, and walk you through it at the same time. He's at the start. He's at the finish line. Lord help me preach tonight. He's at the starting line. He's at the finish line, and he's still there in between. Amen. Wherever you go, God is there. So God tells, amen, Paul warns Julius that we shouldn't leave. We should not get in the ship and sail over. Julius, listen. I can get it. He trusted Paul, and like I said, he liked Paul, but you know, Paul, you don't know nothing about this. Amen. You know, and right, Paul may not have known. He was a tent maker, but he may not have known about that. But God knows. And sometimes, beloved, God will put people in your life to help keep you out of some stuff. But ain't just like us. We don't want to listen to those folks. We want to listen to somebody that can tell us what we want to hear. We want to listen to folks that can tell us the juicy. See, you don't want nobody to call you and let's pray and say, let's pray. Sister, let's fast this week. Can you fast? But no, we don't want those type phone calls. We want the phone calls that's going to be juicy.
Yeah.
That's going to talk about our sisters. Amen. Talk about our brothers. Talk about husbands. And talk about wife. Girl, did you hear what that child did? Did you watch this? Let me bring it to us. Did you hear what happened at the church? Did you hear what pastor said? Amen. Y'all know me. Amen. Everything is recorded. Before I take any of it back, I add more to it. You got to do it, play the tape again. Amen. But we're so conscious to want to get juicy stuff. I like that, Sister Sierra. Yeah, we like drama. We, that seems to excite us. Amen. Calling a prayer meeting, amen. Calling, amen, a day of reckoning, a day of meditation. No, we don't want to do that because that's not juicy.
Come on.
Those phone calls ain't juicy enough. Amen. It happened in the scripture. It happened in the scripture. Amen. So Julius did not want to hear what Paul had to say. Julius wanted to, no doubt he probably had a deadline. I can understand it. Amen. He probably had a certain time in which to get the people, the prisoners to the next destination. But Paul warns him. How many times have you been warned? Not just from the pastor, amen. I can talk about that because I am a pastor. But how many times have you been warned from your mama, or warned from your daddy, or warned from a girlfriend, amen, warned from somebody, man, leave her alone.
Yeah.
Your partner said, man, leave her alone. She's a gold digger. She don't know that. Hey, man, leave her alone. But you just had to entertain her. Just leave him alone. He only wants one thing. And we don't hear much preaching about that. He only wants one thing. He going to get it. And, amen. He going to be through with you. But no, we don't want to hear nobody telling us that.
Amen.
Amen. You know he got a track record. Amen. You already know he got 10 children all over the, amen, all over this community. Amen. Not all over the country, but all over this local community. He got 10 children. 10 children and 6 baby mamas. And here you is thinking that you was going to change. Lord, help me tonight. You didn't want to listen to that advice from somebody because your flesh yearned something. Amen. Your flesh desired it so that now you done got it and you wish you had never touched it. Reminds me of when mama used to say, don't touch that stone. It's hot. It's going to burn you. Amen. And some of you done got burnt. Lord, help me tonight. Lord, help us here. You may have got burnt because you just had to touch that, and you let that touch you, man, you're burnt. Man, you're burning. Lord, help us here. And I ain't talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about y'all hear me. Lord, help us here tonight. Amen. Mama said, don't touch that. That's what lead them alone. But you just had to, amen, inquiring minds. Y'all know the old saying, inquiring minds want to know. And instead of you just listening to the Bible, your pastor told you to stop doing that. You come to church, you want to hear from the Lord, and your pastor telling you what the Lord, or the mother of the church, or one of the other evangelists, or whomever telling you what the Lord is saying, but you don't want to hear that. Because that's not satisfying to your flesh. It's not pleasurable. I don't even know if that's a word, but it sounds good. It's not pleasurable to you. It's not juicy enough. Okay? It just seems like it's too right to do.
Yeah.
And our flesh just don't like doing right. That's why we must bring our flesh under subjection. No, you don't have to say everything that comes to your mind.
Right.
No, you don't have to go every place somebody invites you. I told somebody that the other day, you ever call somebody and invite you somewhere, that don't mean you got to go.
Right.
I done been invited to many places. Now, it's to the point now, I don't get mad when I'm not invited places. I understand why. Okay? I understand why. I've lived long enough. I've matured long enough. I've matured enough to know it's an honor not to be invited to everybody's thing. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me tonight. Y'all ain't going to talk with me.
Right.
Amen. I see a few hearts out there. Amen. I ain't got to go everywhere. Listen. I'm man enough. I can stay right here in my home with my five children. I'm just as satisfied.
Yeah.
Don't have to be with nobody on me. Don't nobody have to pat me on my back. Y'all ain't talking. Amen. Ain't nobody got to give me no kudos. I already know who I am. And even though there's three other Omars in this house, amen, can't nobody be Omar Sr. but Omar Sr. And until you know who you are and whose you are and have enough confidence in yourself and don't let other folks dictate to you what you are or what you are not, you're going to forever be crying and want to chase after other folks.
That's right.
Buying stuff you don't need, trying to impress people you don't like, and they don't like you.
Uh-oh.
Well, you better get enough God in you where you can stand if you got to stand by yourself. Amen. Lord knows I love the church that we at. Thank God for us. Thank God for all y'all that are tuned in. Amen. But I know God enough that I can preach if I got to preach by myself. I can preach to myself.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Because I know God. Amen. And if God, I've been telling y'all this for years, if God be for us, then who don't, we ain't got time to worry about who left the church or who don't left. People are going to be people, and whether you do good, bad, or the other, folks don't have something to talk about. But it's part of your storm. But you got to survive it. Amen. Some of you parents out there, you've given your child everything they ever wanted. Amen. You just spoiled them. And now that thing that came back to bite you, because now they don't know how to accept no. They go to school and the teacher tell them no, and they act the fool. They go to the cafeteria and want to have pizza when it's Sloppy Joe, amen, and Sloppy Joe Tuesday, but they want pizza. And they mess up the whole cafeteria, and now they got to shut the whole cafeteria down because little Junebug in kindergarten don't want to hear no. Junebug done tore up the school, amen, because you, amen, give Junebug everything he wants. Now when he get away from you, he think he's still supposed to, and some of us is right back as a dog. You think you're supposed to have a children, amen. You better go, listen, join Burger King Church of God in Christ. Join Burger King Church, amen, on the cross, on the rock, set it by the side of the road. Because you ain't going to have it your way all the time. Lord, help us here tonight. But maturity, when you mature, you understand that there are going to be some no's and some negatives in your life. Amen. I can open up this microphone. It has two spots for a battery. Amen. And on one side, it says negative first and positive at the bottom. On the other side, it has positive at the top and negative at the bottom. And I don't care how you try to put a positive and a positive, and on the bottom, negative and negative, if you don't follow the instructions. Lord, I'm preaching for myself here. If you don't follow the instructions, this microphone will not work. Amen. You can put two negatives at the top. If that's not the way that the instructions work, because he who made the microphone knows how it's supposed to work. Lord, help me with enough. He who made us know how we're supposed to work. So we come to church to get a word that sometimes seems negative. Amen. But even if it seems negative, it's going to be a positive. For we know all things work together. I wouldn't be a part of a church that every now and then the preacher didn't step on my toes. I'm the pastor. But I need to hear the word. Amen. I keep telling y'all, stop getting stuck on positions. Stop getting stuck on that. Love God. When I go places, depending on where I go, they call me Omar. When I go to work, they don't call me Bishop. Now, most of them know I'm a pastor. They may call me Pastor. Okay? But when they say Omar, I answer, because that's my name. Amen. I may not answer if you say Bishop on my job. May not know who you're talking about. I may think it's somebody's name is Bishop. And then you can't even say what your name is without putting a title in front of it. Dr. Reverend Arch. Right, Reverend, His Grace. Get away from me with all that mess. Man, what's your name? All right, let me get through with this. Storms in life. Storms are going to happen. Look at verse 14. Let me see. I'm almost where I need to be. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. Just like how we name storms now. But this storm back then, amen, was a continual type storm. Everybody knew. Anyone that sailed in this area, they knew about Euroclydon. And Euroclydon was a northeastern type wind. Okay, that would just pretty much, whenever it wanted to bring forth or break loose, that's what it did. Okay, that's what it did. Sometimes things will happen in your life and seem like it'll be over and over and over again. Amen. And the storm is not there. We must understand. The storm is not there, amen, to destroy us, but it's to build our faith, it's to make you stronger. So here's Euroclydon showing his face, showing her face, whatever it, her, she, he, the storm. Verse 15, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. What is it saying? Well, what Luke, amen, was who they say Acts was written by Luke, you know, one of Paul's mates. So it says, let's look at 15 again, and when the ship was caught in the storm, it could not bear up the wind. Bound to the wind. So we let it drive. In other words, they just let the ship go. Because at this time, there was no sailing. They weren't able to control the ship because of the storm. So they had to let the ship drive. And sometimes, see, what happens to us, when we can't control a situation, we just begin to make stuff up. Because you can't control the narrative. We just allow any and everything to go on.
Right, right.
And a lot of times God wants you to let it go, to leave it alone, but you still stuck on trying to hold on to it. Now watch this. Let me help somebody while I'm here tonight. There are people in your life that you need to learn to let go. Let it drive. Lord, I was preaching to myself when I saw this. Listen here. I'm talking about church folks. Yes, I am. I'm talking about family. Yes, I am. And ain't just talking about folks that hate you. I'm talking about sometimes it's folks that claim to love you, that God will allow you to get in situations to really see stuff. And God says, leave it alone. Let it go. Let it drive.
Come on.
There are folks in your life tonight, you need to just let them drive.
Let them
drive. Stop trying to control everything. Let them drive. Amen. I told the church, amen, this is not the church, this is my family night, but I told them that a while ago, that sometimes there are people in your life for a reason, And then there's a group of folks that's in your life for a season. You got to be able to, amen, know the difference. And sometimes, Lord, help me tonight, we're trying to hold on to folk that God is trying to separate us from.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. God is trying to separate us from some issues and some situations, but we can't seem to let that person drive. So we hold on, and then now that person stays longer, Lord help me tonight, than they were supposed to, and now you got a lot of struggle on your hand because you tried to keep something that God was trying to pull away from you.
Yeah.
Lord, I know you don't get no offer tonight, but that's all right. I'm out here now.
Come on.
I'm letting this ship dry. They couldn't control it. Sometimes there are people in your life, if they can't control you, then they'll run you down. If they can't control the situation, if they can't control what you do, they'll flip the switch on you.
Well, we, you know, we used to can control her. Amen. We used to can control him.
But oh, I used to be controlled. We used to can tell him. We used to can do certain things.
Yeah, that's right.
Used to.
I'm guilty.
Yeah. But now I'm driving. There's some things driving. And I'm allowing God to drive some stuff. I'm allowing God, watch this, let me help out of y'all that are amen, that are agree. I'm letting God drive some people.
Yeah.
You better grow up. Everybody ain't meant to go with you all the way. Amen. Everybody ain't meant to go all the way with you. Stop trying to hold on to folk that God is trying to drive.
Amen.
Lord, help me tonight. Maybe I need to bring this to the church. Y'all can tell it. Most of y'all in here, y'all members, y'all tell it. Amen. And running under a certain island, verse 16, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. See? They had a lot of stuff because of what was going on. The ship was getting tore up. Even the skiff, the F-K-I-F-F, the skiff was like a little boat that they tug along in the event of an emergency. And because of the waves and the storm and the wind that was tearing up the ship, it was even tearing up the skiff. It was tearing up. I mean, sometimes in life, it can be coming from all angles.
Yeah.
It can be coming from all places. You go to the family reunion, storm at the family reunion. You go to breakfast, you go to a prayer meeting, storm at the prayer meeting. You go to church on Sunday morning, there's a storm waiting on you at the church.
Yeah.
You go to work on Monday morning, storm. Is that where you didn't know, amen, you didn't know storm had all these abilities. You go home,
yeah,
and storm is waiting on you in the bed. You put your hand on your pillow, and storm is there saying, what took you so long to get here? I've been waiting on you. Verse 17, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship. They was putting ropes and chains to try to keep the ship, undergirding the ship to try to keep it together. Amen. Sometimes in life, I'm going to hit it home. So somebody going to get tonight. Well, things will just keep happening, and you're trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
You're trying your best to keep it together. You're trying to wear a good face. You're painting on a good face. But underneath all that mascara and makeup, that's a hurting heart. There's a frown. You joker. You, what's the other clown? What's the other clown, though? It. That's what you are, you it. You just, you don't know what, you paint it on and you're looking. You paint it on a smile. Lord, help me tonight. I ain't got but a few more minutes. You know how to paint on a smile. But inwardly, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of storms going on in your life. And you look the part. You look like you got it all together. But your ship is on the verge of being tore up. Your ship is on the verge of sinking. Lord, help us here tonight. Verse 17 again. Which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, straight sail, and so were driven. So not only did they have to worry about the storm, the wind, and the waves, but the area that they had arrived to, there was quicksand. Anybody know anything about quicksand? It ain't real quick. It's slow. Like a slow death. You know death is coming, but you can't do nothing about it. You wish it would just hurry up and take it, but it's quicksand. Ain't nothing quick about it. And some of us in our lives, we head down, we think we're going slow, but we're heading fastly to a death. We're heading fast into some stuff that God has been trying to keep us from. But because we won't be obedient. It ain't talking about obedient to your pastor. I'm talking about be obedient to God because we won't obey what the Lord says. We're in quicksand. I told y'all, I've been said for years, God is the only one that will fire you and allow you to keep on working. You think you got it all together. You think you all right. But you're in quicksand. Because God has not brought judgment. He's allowed grace. You see the turmoil. You see the detriment. You see the agony. You know what's happening. And you've been trying to change it your way, and your way don't work. I dare you to try the Lord Jesus tonight. Let me almost get through here. Let me almost get through. Verse 18. And we being exceedingly tossed, look here, with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. It got so bad, man, it's going into the next day. They had to begin, watch this, they had to throw some stuff overboard. Oh, that's a good preaching moment. You carrying stuff that ain't helping you no more. You carrying folk, F-O-L-K. You carrying family folk. Lord help me here. You carrying church folk that you need to throw overboard. The Bible declares, now let us lay aside every weight and sin. There are some people in your life. There are some things in your life that's a weight. And you need to get rid of it. Somebody said, throw me overboard. I got to hide in place. Yeah, in the Word of God, we got to hide in place. There are some people, there are some things in your life, there are some things that happened in your childhood that you're still struggling with, amen, that keeps depression coming, oppression coming, things keep happening, amen, you're about to lose your mind. You need to get rid of it. There are some conversations that you've been having that you need to get rid of. I keep telling y'all, stop having conversations that takes you 2 weeks to get over. Right now, I'm checking everything. Yeah, I said it, I'm checking everything. Who's calling? What they want? What you want? What we need to talk about? Right. What's the question? I need to see you. No, you need to tell me. We don't need to, because I'm going to determine if we need to meet about that. Because what you got to talk about, amen, it may slow me down. It may cause me to stay up at night. It may take me 2 weeks to get over. So right now in my life, amen, where I'm at, amen, where I'm maturing to, no, I'm dictating now. What's in my hands, God has given me the authority to dictate conversations. How's that going to help me? How's that going to benefit me? Are you calling to lift me up? Are you calling to tell me that what I am or ain't doing is or ain't right? And I said it is or ain't right. I don't need those conversations. Don't need them. Amen. You want to talk about me? You're right. I'm a good person to talk about. But you're doing it the right way. You're calling somebody else to talk about me. Tell your friend, tell your neighbor, tell your family. Yeah, you're doing it right. You're calling somebody else to talk about me. Yep. Good conversation. Oh, my this. Oh, my that. You know what? You might be right. But what I am, I know I am.
That's right.
What I am, I know I am. And depending on what your conversation is, it don't matter what you're saying anyway. So God ain't giving you the authority to dictate my future. Lord help us here. Let me say it again. That's good. God has not given you the authority to dictate my future. He's the author and finisher. Stop letting folks dictate to you, amen, your future. God is the author and finisher. Brother, I said God is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Everything God said I could have, I'm going to get it. Never wanted a big church. Amen. Never wanted a lot of members. Amen. I just want what God promised me. And with that 5 members, amen, and a Cadillac, then I take the 5 members and a Cadillac. Lord heaven, if that's 10 members, amen, if that's 10 members and a barbecue sandwich, then I take the 10 members and barbecue sandwich. Lord, see, that was back when I was younger. You want to, amen, have this, that, and the other. Now, amen, we done proved to y'all, we'll preach from right here. Don't even need a building. Amen. We have a church right here. Don't need a building. Amen. We can have church. Matter of fact, we are the church. And can't nobody beat Omar being Omar. Amen. I'm teaching my sons, you be the best Omar y'all could be. You ain't got to try to be your daddy, outdo your daddy. Amen. Just be somewhat like me. But be the best you that you can be. Amen. Be able to stand up and say, well, I've done my part. I've done my best. All right, let me get through here. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. Look at this. Amen. This is going on now. 2-3 days. They tossing stuff. Some of you got so much garbage, got so much trash, got so much weight. Amen. It's going to take you a couple months to get rid of it, but you need to start getting rid of it. And when neither sun, Lord, let me get through here. Verse 20 now. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appear, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. What was the sun and the star? What did that represent? What that represent was their GPS. It was their navigational system. They could look at the sun and the stars to determine what direction to go. And I just want to tell somebody here, don't stop looking at the pastor. Stop looking at the deacon. Stop looking at the elder. Stop looking at everybody else and look at the sun.
Yeah.
Look at the sun for your direction. If you need to know which way to go, you ain't got to ask me. Amen. You ain't got to ask your neighbor. Ask the sun.
Yeah.
Look to the sun. And he'll tell you, all right, I got to get through here. Which way to go? Amen. Amen. Verse 20 again, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appear, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. They had gotten to the point, even the Apostle Paul and his company felt hopeless.
Yes.
Because of trouble, because of storms, because of issues in your life. Sometimes, so let me hear a little bit of it. Let's start in C sharp, and we're trying to work up to E flat. Let's go to C sharp. Yeah, run around through there sometime. Y'all excuse me, it's been a while since I've been able to do something like this, but sometimes in life, burdens can get so heavy when you don't know which way to turn. When you don't know who to call on. Well, I stopped by for about 5 more minutes just to encourage you that when you can't find nobody, there's still one that's standing there, yes, sir, with his hands stretched out wide. Upon you and learn word for me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And you can find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. And my burdens, they are light. I wish I had a witness in here. Is there anybody here that knows God is going to do just what he says? I got a witness here. But the Bible declares in verse number 22, and now I exalt you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but for the shield. In other words, Paul is death for us, and he announces to the church that there shall be no loss of life. There's going to be loss of material things. Somebody who's been to me tonight, you may have lost your house. Somebody listen to me tonight, you may have lost your car. And I came to you. Think about somebody dying. seen an earthquake and a thunderstorm. They tell me, early, early, Sunday morning, he got up and he survived his fall. And I came to tell you, he lives today. Like a sea.
One man asked the question, what manner of man is this, that the winds and the waves obey him? God, we know you're the author and finisher of our faith. Give us the strength and the power to cut off dead weight. If that's a family member, help us to cut off dead weight. If that's a neighbor, help us to cut off dead weight. If it's a church member, help us to cut off dead weight. Help us, Lord. Help us to have the power of the Holy Ghost to stand up, to speak up in the name of Jesus. As we leave this place, never your presence. Matthew 28:19-20 tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you. Good night.
Yeah, what is the rainbow?